beginning.
In this period of sitting, by fully establishing the posture, letting the posture fully stabilize, allowing everything that can possibly relax to relax. Letting go of everything extraneous. So that the body fully opens into the stillness. Understanding there's never any have to about this relaxing into the stillness. It's simply a possibility, a potential. When the body is fully still, fully stabilized, the only movement in the body will be the movement of breathing. In the stillness and silence of body, the movement of breath, the sensations of breath become very clear. Every meditative moment every moment of presence is completely unique, is completely new, is completely fresh and vital. Also, it becomes clear that there's nothing outside the present. In a very real way, it makes no difference at all what's been happening or what might happen. Everything that one might call existence is funneled through this now, present, presence. Regardless of what's been happening, regardless of what might happen, this here and now. Is the vital, ordinary, and because it's so ordinary, it's extraordinary. Truth. Present. Presence. And so there's the body, stabilized, steady, relaxed, open into the silence and stillness. Any and all sensations of body welcomed, received into the openness of presence and stillness. Sensations of breathing, vital, alive, present. Ephemeral and transitory. Appearing and then vanishing. The tendency to ignore the truth is somewhere in the mind. But where is the mind? It's somewhere inside, so to speak. It's somewhere within. And yet, if one looks for the mind, it can't be found. For this period of sitting, the invitation is here to allow the stillness to deepen to open and to more fully embrace everything even as the so-called outer body is still there's no large movements. There's movement within. There's energy moving. Sometimes the energy is fluid and smooth. Other times it may be bumpy or rough or even jagged. In one sense, it's just sensation, And in another, it's the stream of body and the stream of mind. Just as sounds stream through the field of awareness, so too sensations stream. So too the mind streams. Allowing the stillness to enfold and penetrate the stream of body and the stream of mind. Notice the sounds rippling through silence and stillness. Nothing can interrupt the silence and stillness. The silence and stillness holds it all, embraces and receives it all. The silence and stillness has no problem with anything. The stream of mind at times is expressed as subtle holding on or subtle resistance. Notice the possibility of no movement at all in relation to holding on or resisting. You could call it complete acceptance or love. No outer movements, no inner movements. No towards nor against. The world where all is one is a world beyond duality, beyond for or against, beyond preference. The gateway to this world is through the door of preference. When preference is greeted in complete openness and stillness, the door opens. It's funny how it's completely safe to relinquish all control. And notice how there's actually no one who relinquishes control, and yet control can fall away. Is simply the dance of truth. Seeing clearly what is real and true is the same as realization. Just as the breath moves, so too the stream of sensation, so too the stream of mind. Nothing lasting, nothing permanent. No movement towards, no movement away. Allowing the possibility of utter acceptance. Loving presence. And then it becomes clear that everything is in its rightful place. Everything is just as it is. no need to do anything about anything. This is the gateway into emptiness. All things are empty of permanence. All things are interconnected. No I or me anywhere to be found. Realization of emptiness is the door to the fulfilled life, to the full life, to the abundant life. You are not silence or stillness. You are not anything that appears in the silence and stillness. You are not anything that can be described. Yet mysteriously, you are. No movement towards nor against. Nothing to hold on to, nothing to get away from. This is the wisdom of right view. And the wisdom of right view is the ultimate medicine. Like the flower, like the rose, wisdom emerges by nature when conditions are ripe. This emergence, this blossoming of wisdom, is your own true nature. Your own intrinsic truth. Your fundamental birthright. All the Buddhas of past, present, and future. Cheer us on. May the merit of all our actions of goodness and harmony come to fruition now. In the stream of samsara, perpetual wandering, arises the possibility of authentic original nature, it's hidden in the breathing, in the sensations, in the sounds, in the thoughts. It's hidden inside the perception of impermanence. It is stillness beyond stillness. Everything that's happening is happening in that stillness and is one with that stillness. Completely indivisible. the force of life streaming as body and mind. Continues to unfold. Met in complete relaxation and acceptance. The end of struggle. Not holding on nor resisting anything. Zen Master Dogen. Zen Master Dogen said, enlightenment is intimacy with all things. Intimacy with all things emerges naturally in the dropping away of for or against.